In Tennessee's most rural high schools, nearly a third of students are graduating without the required 2 years of a foreign language. This data point is revealed in state records obtained by WPLN. Blake Farmer reports a district with the highest use of foreign language waivers defends the practice.
Maybe taking a foreign language, even though it's been required in Tennessee since 2011, isn't the best use of time for students who plan to go on to tech school. That's the view of Melissa Rector, the principal at Scott County's high school.
What is the benefit of having them take a foreign language class versus two additional welding courses that helps them earn hours toward their certificate and to enter the job market sooner?
In Rector's County on the rural Cumberland Plateau, the unemployment rate is often the highest in the state. She figures giving students the best chance of landing a job is her primary goal, and that's why she's happy to accept every waiver that students bring in with a parent signature. In 2015, that was 30% of her graduates. Those waivers have a clear disclaimer that the student will have trouble getting into college without the credits. Scott County Superintendent Billy Hall accepts that post-secondary education isn't in the cards for many.
In a perfect world, you won't ever get to go to college. Not going to happen.
But state officials have a slightly different perspective. They at least want everyone to have a shot, says Laura Inkelod, who's the Education Commissioner's chief of staff.
I don't think there's a disconnect there. I mean, I think we want to make sure that students have got a wealth of opportunities.
This year, state officials have been auditing graduation rates for the first time, checking whether students are actually getting the 22 required credits. They've been surprised how often waivers are used, but they also admit they don't have a strict policy outlining the restrictions. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.